Coach Kathy Self Morgan is leading her Pantherettes to another lopsided win. At this point, they're 37-2. In Duncanville, that's almost a down year. Last season, they were undefeated. Self Morgan arrived here 17 years ago, already a champion, with 3 state titles at Westlake High, near Austin.
I wasn't expecting to leave Westlake. I thought my ashes would be buried there. I'd been there 22 years.
Self Morgan's Austin suburb was mostly white, and so was she. When the coach moved to Duncanville, the team was racially mixed. She points up to her office wall, pictures of every team she's coached. They start pretty mixed, white and black, then all black. Now, with a booming Hispanic student population, there's a Latina starter. The fundamental change, though, isn't race.
My biggest challenge is making sure these kids are fed and making sure they have warm clothes when it's cold. Making sure that their needs are being met, physical and emotional.
That's a big job at a school where 2/3 of the kids are labeled economically disadvantaged. Duncanville Superintendent Mark Smith, an African-American, took the job in April. He says this suburban district looks more like a big city school system. While residents still take great pride in the schools, families are moving out.
They want more programs, they want more options, and we hadn't been providing that. And if you can go 5-10 minutes away and get an all-day pre-K, that's pretty appealing to parents. If you can go 10-15 minutes away and have your kid in a collegiate academy where they are graduating with an associate's degree, that's pretty impressive.
Coach Self Morgan does what she can so the team stays impressive. Every one of her players over the last 6 years has gone to college on a basketball scholarship. That's 100%. She's got the secret, which isn't so secret.
You know, the coach has got to have a culture that the kids buy into. And these kids, if they love you, you love them, they'll do anything for you, and I do anything for them, and they know it.
So when she demands hard work, on and off the court, and she does, senior Pantherette Nina Alvarez delivers.
We know every game isn't given to us. We have to work for it every, 32 minutes?
Yeah.
Junior Anaya Thomas jumps in.
If you don't, you get subbed out.
Every minute, every second you're on the court, go get it. There's no stop. There's no rest. Like, if you want it, go get it. And she makes it fun.
The most fun comes from winning, which is by now a Duncanville tradition. So much so that the town's motto, City of Champions, is based on the Pantherettes' 9 state titles going back to 1976. Volleyball coach Marla Hust was the basketball team manager in 1990, her senior year. That's when legendary coach Sandra Meadows led the Pantherettes to one of her 4 state championships.
You know, we really are the city of champions, and these kids don't truly understand. You know, there's 2 young ladies. I know Nina. I've known her since she was in the 7th grade. They were raised to win. They were raised not just to win in the sense of the scoreboard, but in that standard of excellence that Duncanville believes in.
Bobby Goldman believes, at 81, the Panther graduate and lifetime resident has rarely skipped a girls' basketball game in 66 years.
I've had some physical problems that I had to miss some earlier in the year. Had open heart surgery and bypass.
The lifelong bachelor and retired IRS agent, who's white, worried fans like him might disappear as the school's minority population surged. Pantherette pride prevailed.
It's just cooperation and working together and working for that common cause of having the great girls basketball team. We just don't accept any dissent in there. If you're going to be a dissenter, you don't belong as part of the Pantherette organization or a follower.
Goldman's a pure fan, already looking ahead to see what kind of players will make up next year's team and the years after. First, he wants to see this team take another title. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.